The Prophets, Surah Al-Anbiya. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on the uniformity of messengership by reminding of the conditions of the messengers and their uniform call to worship Allah alone.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqtaraba lin-nasi hisabuhum wa hum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun.
Explanation. Verse number 1. People's being taken to account for their actions on the Day of Judgment has come close, but they are turning away from the afterlife in their unmindfulness, due to their being preoccupied with the world.
ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون.
Verse number 2. And no part of the Quran which is newly revealed comes to them, except that they listen to it without benefiting, but rather playful listening, without caring about its contents.
لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون.
Verse number 3. They listened to it whilst their hearts were unmindful of it, and those who are wrongdoers through disbelief hid their private talk when they said, "Is this one who claims to be a messenger but a man like you, without any distinction from you? What he has brought is magic. So will you follow him knowing that he is a man like you, and what he has brought is magic?"
قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم.
Verse number 4. The messenger, peace be upon him, said, "My Lord knows the speech you concealed, for he knows everything said by anyone in the heavens and the earth. He is hearing of the sayings of his servants and knowing of their actions, for which he shall reward them."
بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام بل افتراه بل هو شاعر فليأتنا بآية كما أرسل الأولون.
Verse number 5. But they were unsure of what Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought. At times they said, "Confused dreams which have no meaning." And at times they said, "No, but in fact, he made it up without any basis." And sometimes they said, "He's a magician. If he's true in his claim, he should bring us a miracle like the former messengers, as they brought miracles like the staff of Musa and the camel of Saleh."
ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون.
Verse number 6. Before these who are making a request, no town which ever made a request for divine signs to be revealed and was then granted them, I spare their request ever believed. In fact, they denied them, so I destroyed them. So will these people believe?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 7. And I did not send before you, O messenger, except men amongst humans to whom I would send revelation. I did not send them as angels. So ask the people of the book before you, if you do not know this.
وما جعلناهم جسدا لا يأكلون الطعام وما كانوا خالدين.
Verse number 8. I did not make the messengers I used to send as bodies which did not eat food. In fact, they used to eat as others eat, and they were not to remain in the world without dying.
ثم صدقناهم الوعد فأنجيناهم ومن نشاء وأهلكنا المسرفين.
Verse number 9. Then I fulfilled what I promised my messengers, and I saved them and whomever I wanted amongst the believers from being destroyed. And I destroyed those who overstepped the limit through disbelief in Allah and committing disobedience.
لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون.
Verse number 10. I have revealed to you the Quran in which lies your honor and pride, if you believe it and act according to its contents. Do you not understand this, so that you hasten towards believing it and practicing what it contains? Beneficial points. 1. The day of judgment is near, making it necessary to prepare for it. 2. The Quran is revealed anew according to incidents and occurrences. 3. The preoccupation of the hearts in futile things diverts them from the truth. 4. Falsehood is unable to counter the truth through proof. 5. Allah's knowledge encompasses every saying and action of His servants. 6. The idolaters differing in their stance towards the Prophet, peace be upon him, shows their disarray and confusion. 7. Proof and miracles are of no benefit to stubborn opponents. 8. Allah is with His messengers and those who believe, by aiding and helping them against the enemies. 9. The Quran is an honor for one who believes in it and practices it.
وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ.
Verse number 11. There are many towns which I destroyed due to their injustice through disbelief, and I created other people after them.
فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ.
Verse number 12. Then when those who were destroyed saw my destructive punishment, they began to run from their towns to flee destruction.
لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون.
Verse number 13. They were being called mockingly, "Do not flee, but return to your enjoyment of luxuries, which you are in, and to your homes, so that you can be questioned somewhat regarding your worldly possessions."
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ.
Verse number 14. These wrongdoers who confessed to their sin said, "Woe and destruction for us! We were wrongdoers due to our disbelief in Allah."
فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين.
Verse number 15. So they continued confessing to their sins and praying for their own destruction until I made them like harvested crops, dead without any movement.
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين.
Verse number 16. And I did not create the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in between, as a plaything or in vain, but rather, I created them to show my power.
لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين.
Verse number 17. If I wanted to take a wife or child, I would have done so on my own part. But I did not do this, as I am pure of this.
بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون.
Verse number 18. But rather, I throw the truth I reveal to my messengers upon the falsehood of the disbelievers, and it destroys it, and then their falsehood goes and finishes. And for you, O you who say Allah has taken a wife or son, is destruction, due to your describing him with what is inappropriate for him, as taking a wife or child would indicate neediness. Allah clearly stated, He is the owner of the universe, saying,
وَلَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ.
Verse number 19. And for him alone is the kingdom of the heavens and the kingdom of earth. And the angels with him neither scorn worshipping him, nor do they tire of it.
يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون.
Verse number 20. They constantly glorify him without tiring of it.
أم اتخذوا آلهة من الأرض هم ينشرون.
Verse number 21. But the idolaters took Allahs besides Allah, which cannot revive the dead. So how do they worship something unable to do this?
لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون.
Verse number 22. If there were numerous Allahs in the heavens and the earth, they would have been ruined, due to the Allahs disputing in the kingdom, but the reality is not like this. So Allah, Lord of the throne, is pure of the lie the idolaters describe him with, namely, that he has partners.
لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون.
Verse number 23. And Allah is alone in His kingdom and decree. Nobody can ask Him what He has decreed and ordered, whilst He will ask His servants about their actions and will reward them accordingly.
أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة قل هاتوا برهانكم قل هاتوا برهانكم هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون.
Verse number 24. But they took other Allahs besides Allah. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, bring your proof for their being worthy of worship. This book which has been revealed to me and the books revealed upon the messengers contain no proof for you, but rather, most of the idolaters only take support from ignorance and blind following, so they turn away from accepting the truth. Beneficial points. 1. Oppression is a cause of destruction for individuals and communities. 2. Allah has not created anything in vain, because He is exalted from doing anything vain. 3. The victory of truth and the defeat of falsehood are a divine custom. 4. The angels have been inherently designed and created to obey Allah. 5. The belief of idolatry has been broken through the proof of mutual negation.